Chapter 5. After the successive earth tremors of the blast, Rod put them back into the stope, and at 9 o'clock they uncovered the bodies of 2 machine boys crushed against the metal of their own rock drill. 10 feet further on, they found the white miner. His body was unmarked, but his head was flattened. At 11 o'clock, they found 2 more machine boys. Rod was in the haulage when they dragged them out through the small opening. Neither of them were recognizable as human. They looked more like lumps of raw meat that had been rubbed in dirt. A little after midnight, Rod and Big King went into the stope again to take over from the team at the face. And 20 minutes later, they holed through the wall of loose rock into another chamber that had been miraculously left standing. The air in here was steamy with heat. Rod recoiled instinctively from the filthy, moist gush of it against his face. Then he forced himself to crawl forward and peer into the opening. 10 feet away lay Frank Lemmer, the general manager of the Sonder Ditch mine. He lay on his back. His helmet had been knocked from his head, and a deep gash split the skin above his eye. Blood from the gash had run back into his silver hair and clotted black. He opened his eyes and blinked owlishly in the dazzle of Rod's lamp. Quickly Rod averted the beam. "Mr. Lemmer," he said. "What the bloody hell are you doing with the rescue team?" growled Frank Lemmer. "It's not your job. Haven't you learned a single goddamn thing in 20 years of mining?" "Are you all right, sir?" said Rod. "Get a doctor in here," replied Frank Lemmer. "You're going to have to cut me loose from this lot." Rod wriggled up to where he lay, and then he saw what Frank Lemmer meant. From the elbow, his arm was pinned under a solid slab of rock. Rod ran his hands over the slab, feeling it. Only explosive would shift that rock. As always, Frank Lemmer was right. Rod wriggled out of the opening and called out over his shoulder, "Get the telephone up here!" After a few minutes' delay, he had the receiver and was through to the station at 95 level, which had been set up as an advance aid post and rest station for the rescuers. "This is Ironsides. Get me Dr. Stander." "Hold on." Then, moments later, "Hello, Rod. It's Dan." "Dan, we've found the old man." "How is he? Conscious?" the doctor asked. "Yes, but he's pinned. You'll have to cut." "Are you sure?" Dan Stander asked. "Of course I'm bloody well sure," snapped Rod. "Whoa, boy," admonished Dan. "Sorry." "Okay, where's he caught?" "Arm. He'll have to cut above the elbow." "Charming," said Dan. "I'll wait here for you." "Right, I'll be up in 5 minutes," said the doctor.